Saints are the great souls who have devoted their life, energy, and experience for the welfare of the people. India has been blessed from time immemorial by the advent of innumerable saints like Ramakrishna Paramahamsa, Swami Vivekananda, and Goswami Tulasidas. I have published a book on 19 such great saints, along with an audio version of that book. I am presenting them here in a series of 19 episodes. I have earlier presented the first one on Adi Shankara. This one is on Sri Ramanujacharya. Chapter 2, Ramanujacharya.
Ramanujacharya was born in the year 1017 AD in the village of Sriperumbudur, which is about 60 kilometers west of the city of Chennai in Tamil Nadu. His father was Keshava Somayaji and his mother was Kantimati, and both of them were from aristocratic families. At the age of 16, Ramanuja was married to Rakshakambal. But within 4 months after his wedding, Ramanuja's father died and the responsibility of the household fell upon him. He showed early signs of a theological acumen. He decided to move to Kanchipuram, a holy city famed for its scholars and magnificent temples. In Kanchipuram, there lived a scholar named Yadava Prakash, who was a follower of the Advaita system of the Vedanta, propounded by Adi Shankaracharya. No one could surpass Yadava Prakash in his ability to explain Shankara's commentaries on Vedanta. Ramanuja enrolled in Yadava's school and engaged in the study of Sanskrit and Vedic literature. Ramanuja was, however, not convinced by the Advaita philosophy of Shankara. His profoundly religious nature was at odds with a doctrine that offered no room for a personal God. But he learned his lessons well and soon became one of the favorite students of Yadava Prakash. Thinking Ramanuja to be a sincere follower of the conclusions of Shankara, Yadava showed Ramanuja special affection. But Yadava Prakash's interpretation of Vedic texts were not quite up to the satisfaction of Ramanuja. Ramanuja pointed out many mistakes in the exposition of his master. Sometimes he gave his own interpretations, and this made Yadava Prakash very angry. Yadava Prakash and some of his disciples planned to kill Ramanuja. On the plea of worshipping the sacred river Ganges, Yadava Prakash and his disciples made arrangements for a pilgrimage to Varanasi and asked Ramanuja to join them. Ramanuja accepted the invitation. Ramanuja requested his cousin Govinda Bhatta to accompany him. On the way, some of Yadava Prakash's students informed Govinda Bhatta of their master's intention to kill Ramanuja. Shocked at the evil intentions of Yadava Prakash, Govinda Bhatta took Ramanuja to a secluded place in the forest and informed him of the danger. He requested Ramanuja to flee into the forest immediately. Govinda Bhatta then returned to the camp and told others that a tiger had pounced upon Ramanuja and had dragged him away. Yadava Prakash and others believed it to be true and felt happy. After some wanderings, Ramanuja reached Kanchipuram. Ramanuja resumed his normal life at Kanchipuram and did not reveal to anyone that his life had been in danger. Several months passed until one day Yadava Prakash and his disciples finally returned to Kanchipuram after completing their pilgrimage. They were staggered at the sight of Ramanuja alive. Thinking that their plan might have been discovered, they became fearful and abandoned any further plans to kill Ramanuja. Ramanuja became a temple priest at the Varadaraja Swami temple at Kanchipuram, where he began to expound the doctrine that the goal of those who aspire to final release, that is moksha, from transmigration is not the impersonal Brahman, but rather Brahman as identified with the personal God Vishnu. This is the basis of the Visishtadvaita system of philosophy, namely qualified non-dualism. At this time, the Visishtadvaita system of philosophy was well established in southern India, and the followers of this creed were in charge of important temples of Vishnu at Srirangam, Kanchipuram, Tirupati and other important places. One of the great proponents of this system of philosophy was Yamunacharya, a great sage and a profound scholar. He was also the head of a mutt at Srirangam. One of his disciples was Kanchipurna, who was serving in the temple at Kanchipuram. Although a person belonging to a lower caste, Kanchipurna was a very pious and good person, and the people had great respect and reverence for him. Ramanuja came under Kanchipurna's influence. He was so fond of him that he invited him to dinner in his house. Ramanuja's intention was to personally serve him at dinner and himself take meals afterwards. But it so happened that Kanchipurna came to dinner when Ramanuja was not at home. Ramanuja's wife served meals to Kanchipurna. When Ramanuja returned home, he found the house washed and his wife bathing for having served meals to a lower caste person. This irritated Ramanuja and turned him against his wife, who was an orthodox lady of a different social ideal. After a few incidents of this nature, Ramanuja abandoned the life of a householder and became a sannyasin. Yamunacharya, being very old, was at that time looking out for a young person of good ability and character to take his place as head of the mutt at Srirangam. Since he had already heard of Ramanuja through his disciples, he made up his mind to install Ramanuja as his successor in the mutt. He sent for Ramanuja. But by the time Ramanuja reached Srirangam, Yamunacharya was dead. Ramanuja saw the body of Yamunacharya being taken by his followers to the cremation ground outside the village. Ramanuja followed them to the cremation ground. There he came to know that Yamunacharya, before his death, had left instructions that he had three wishes which Ramanuja was to be requested to fulfill. They were: 1. A Visishtadvaita Bhashya should be written for the Brahma Sutras of Vyasa. 2. The name of Parashara, the author of Vishnu Purana, should be perpetuated. And 3. The name of Saint Sadagopa should also be perpetuated. Ramanuja made a solemn promise that he would try to fulfill all the three wishes of Yamunacharya. Ramanuja, in the course of his long life of 120 years, fulfilled all the three wishes of Yamunacharya. After the death of Yamunacharya, Ramanuja took his place and was duly installed with all the attendant ceremonies and celebrations as the head of the Visishta Dvaita Math at Sri Rangam. Ramanuja then proceeded to Tirukkottiyur to take initiation from a person called Nambi, who knew the meaning of the sacred Tirumantram, the sacred mantra of 8 letters Om Namo Narayana. On reaching there, he said, "I have come to meet you." But Tirukkottiyur Nambi turned him back 17 times. On the 18th occasion, Ramanuja started with Adiyen Dasan, meaning your disciple Ramanuja has come. This time Nambi welcomed him, saying, "Your arrogance is gone. Now we can talk." Then Nambi duly initiated Ramanuja on the Tirumantaram with a condition. He said, "Ramanuja, keep this mantra a secret. This is a powerful one. Those who repeat this mantra will attain salvation. So do not give it to everybody. Give it only to a worthy disciple. Otherwise, you will go to hell." Ramanuja, with great excitement and anxiety, got the mantra and started going back to Sri Rangam. While he was walking, thinking of what he heard, all of a sudden he had a feeling and wanted this mantra to be known to one and all. Since his love for humanity was unbounded, he wanted that every man should enjoy the eternal bliss of Lord Narayana and attain salvation. So Ramanuja climbed on to the Vimanam of the Tirukkottiyur temple and called whomsoever was interested to learn the divine mantra. He then said the meaning of the Tirumantaram to all those who were interested, regardless of caste or creed. When Nambi came to know of this, he became furious. He rushed to Ramanuja and inquired why he told this against the promise he had given. Ramanuja replied that by telling this divine mantra, only he will go to hell, but the entire humanity will attain salvation. Nambi was very much pleased with Ramanuja and found out that he had a very large heart full of compassion. He embraced Ramanuja and blessed him. By this time, Ramanuja's fame had spread far and wide. Then he wrote his commentary on the Brahma Sutras. This commentary is known as the Sri Bhashya. Ramanuja wrote also 3 other books: Vedanta Sara, meaning essence of Vedanta; Vedanta Sangraha, meaning a resume of Vedanta; and Vedanta Deepa, meaning the light of Vedanta. The philosophy of Shankara stated that everything is Brahman, and Brahman itself is absolutely homogeneous, undifferentiated and without personality. He said that individuality arose only due to illusion or Maya. But this concept was staunchly opposed by Ramanuja. He rejected the concept of Shankara, that the Jiva, a living entity, could be equal to the Supreme Brahman. According to him, the Jiva is a particle of Godhead, and as such, the position of the Jiva is to serve the complete whole. Just as the hand is part of the body and thus a servant of the body, similarly, the Jiva is part of the Supreme, and thus his constitutional position is to serve the Supreme. In other words, even though the living entities are qualitatively one with the Supreme, they are quantitatively different. Ramanuja's assertion was that the quantitative difference means that the fragmentary parts of the Supreme are dependent on the Supreme, but they cannot become the Supreme. Rejecting the concept of Maya, Ramanuja reasoned that if illusion could cover the identity of the Supreme, then illusion was greater than Godhead. Therefore, he asserted that we are eternally individual personalities and the Supreme is eternally the Supreme Personality, but due to our finite nature, we are sometimes subject to illusion. According to Shankara, the material world is false and it has no existence. Ramanuja, on the other hand, said that the material world is the energy of the Godhead and the subjective reality does not undergo any change of substance in the matter of material manifestation. Ramanuja presented the living entity's relationship with Godhead as being one of eternal service. According to him, when the living entities are freed from the illusions produced by the material energy, by the method of devotion and natural love of God, then the soul enters the spiritual sky known as Vaikuntha. This relationship is like the dealings between an affectionate servant and his master. Once having reached the Vaikuntha, the soul engages in eternal service to the Supreme Godhead, namely Lord Vishnu. Ramanuja traveled throughout the length and breadth of India to disseminate the path of devotion. He visited all the Vaishnavite shrines in South India and finally reached Sri Rangam. Here he settled himself permanently and continued his labors of preaching the Visishtadvaita philosophy and writing books. He converted lakhs of people to the path of devotion known as bhakti.